Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. This is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on July 23rd, 2015. And if you haven't heard, Planned Parenthood, which is a company that specializes in abortions, that is the destruction of unwanted fetuses, babies, pregnancies. And they have been discovered by two videos now, as reported by Breitbart.com, stating here, new video shows another Planned Parenthood doctor haggling price of baby body parts. The article does state, the sale of purchase of human fetal tissue is a felony, punishable up to 10 years in prison or a fine of up to $500,000. Now, they're saying that this is all a lie, and they're actually saying that these videos have been edited in such a way to put them in negative light. Federal law does allow for body parts to be donated and for basic expenses to be recouped, including expenses related to, quote, reasonable payments associated with the transportation, implantation, processing, preservation, quality control, or storage of human fetal tissue, unquote. Putting aside the grisly business of buying and selling organs harvested from unborn babies, it seems increasingly likely that the Planned Parenthood is going to have to explain how the prices cited by both Nakatola and now Gatter fit in with such reasonable payments, and they're going to have to explain it in front of a legislative committee, perhaps even prosecutors and attorneys general, this article states.
I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com.
SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
And this is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 23rd, 2015. And stay tuned, for I'm about to replay a broadcast that's recorded earlier by the Man of God Shows, recorded in Bozeman, Montana, on the inauguration of Obama and the deep, deep depths of Satan that was presented through this experience that relived history. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned, because you're about to hear what Zeus, Hitler, President Barack Hussein Obama, and Satan have in common.
Stay tuned for the Man of God Shows with Mr. Man.
Everybody, this is the Man of God Shows. This is coming to you live. The date is 1/26/2013. Happens to be the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade being passed, and a very sad day of remembrance in regard to all 55 million unborn children being slaughtered in the name of Baal and Ashtoreth in this last day, passed through the fire like Moloch. Sacrifices were passed. So I'm talking to Trevor Davis. He's the one who is the producer of this show, and we're talking on the phone today to each other, and we're hoping to have some interaction on some things that I've been writing about, that God has been talking to me about since the inaugural of Barack Hussein Obama, and what's going on with the anniversary of the slaughter of 55 million children being initiated as a law and a statute in America. So, Trevor, I'm assuming you're on the other end, right?
I'm here, and I'm with you too, Mr. Mann. I've been really grieved about this particular issue, in fact, about abortion. That, I mean, you mentioned 50 million children. I mean, it was 3,500 babies a day are slaughtered in this nation.
55 million.
But it goes on from day to day to day to day, and we have all this religious business going on and blessing, whitewashing the political office, and it's just atrocious. But the people seem to
not care, but God does care.
Yeah, and, you know, a few years back, I made a T-shirt that had the number 50 million on it. In the name of liberty, 50 million unborn children have been slaughtered. And I think it was yesterday I heard the new number was 54.5 million, so I just rounded it up to 55 million. And my T-shirt is obsolete because 5 more million children have been slaughtered since I made that T-shirt. And the T-shirt is still in good shape. So that tells you the state of this country, if nothing else, in the eyes of God, what it has coming to it. You look at Scripture and you find all these different scenarios in Scripture where people sinned against Yahweh, especially Israel, where Israel turned against his laws and his statutes, and they followed the ways of the world, the nations round about, and they partook of their gods and their statutes and their ways, and made laws to assure that those things would be followed and enforced by the military or by whatever they had equivalent to a police force at that time in the ancient days of Israel, like recorded in, you know, First and Second Chronicles and Samuel and Judges and all the prophets that speak about it. And what's been happening since then is a very reoccurring theme throughout history over and over again in different nations that reminds us of the types of things that Israel did against God and that the nations around Israel practiced at those times. They're all repetitive. They're all repeating over and over again in history, even to this day. And when we can see them and recognize them as the same actions and deeds using different names for their practices, maybe not using Baal or Ashtoreth, but using the name liberty or freedom of choice or it's a woman's choice. Those types of statements are being made instead of saying, well, we're doing this as sacrifices to Ashtoreth or Baal, or we're actually worshiping Jupiter. They use the word God, and they're saying, God, we trust, on their money, when there's a prayer on it by taken from the poet Virgil, who was a Zidonian, just like Jezebel was, and her father Ethbaal, and that saying on the money is favor our endeavor. It was a prayer that was included by Virgil in one of his writings, and it was to Jupiter. It was not chosen by any stretch of the imagination by accident. It was on purpose. So when the money says in God we trust on it, that God that they're speaking of is the god Jupiter, as well as the god that was in charge of the treasury in ancient Rome, which was a goddess called Juno. And some say that that goddess was simply the wife of Jupiter, otherwise known as Hera. And others say that it's an amalgam of several different personages. They have had attributes or aspects of different supernatural or spiritual deifications that they use with different names as if to describe the same personage, but by different names, making it seem as though it was a polytheistic manifestation from one entity, or a monotheistic manifestation from many entities. So some say that Minerva and Juno were the same, and that in God we trust was in association with Juno or Minerva as being that the treasury was on Capitol Hill inside the temple of Jupiter in ancient Rome. So from there, all the treasure that Rome passed around as their currency was minted inside that temple, inside the temple of Jupiter, right in the smack dab middle of Rome on Capitol Hill or Capitoline. And so what you have in Washington, D.C. is you have Capitol Hill. Now, that wasn't a mistake. They chose to name it Capitol Hill by no stretch of the imagination by accident. It was very much on purpose because they wanted in the future people that understood dark senses and occultic things that God revealed to them and uncovered to them and showed them, just like he did Daniel when he was an age of Babylon, that these things are practiced still today. So the same thing is in occurrence when it came to the inaugural with Obama recently. The word augur is in the word inaugural, and augur was a person that studied signs or omens in any manner of ways. You recall the play that was written by Shakespeare where there was a augur that warned Julius Caesar of the Ides of March because of a flock of birds that passed over in a certain way, warning him that it spoke and bode ill toward him in the future in the Ides of March, and that's when he was assassinated, Julius Caesar, by the Senate. So what we're looking at is an atrocity that 55 million unborn children have been sacrificed and slaughtered that the ancient nations would have never even conceived of or even for a moment thought that it was possible to even perceive of such a number of just people being slaughtered, let alone unborn children being slaughtered at their mother's consent in a matter of only 40 years, and that somehow that nation would not have sought or would not have found the retribution of the wrath of Almighty God long before that time had finished, where that nation wouldn't even exist anymore. So compared to some of the things they practiced back then, just passing their children through the fire, etc., one at a time, what this nation has done just because of abortion since 1973 in Roe v. Wade is manifold many times over and above the wickedness that was done by even those in the Valley of the Giants and King Og and the Zidonians and even Antiochus Epiphanes, who sacrificed pigs in the temple in Jerusalem and poured out pig's blood on the altar. I mean, the things that have been done since then is an abomination before the Lord in this country, far exceed anything that could have possibly been even perceived of or conceived of by those nations. Some of those nations had never even seen 55 million people in the entire history of the nation, let alone those who were round about it. Some of those nations maybe only had 500,000 million people in the entire history of the nation. And so that would have been thinking in terms of we would wipe ourselves out completely 55 times over if it was a million people. And I heard a lady today speaking that was a anti-abortion protester downtown, and she said that a third of her generation has been done away with. It's been removed from the earth. It's been slaughtered. That a third of the people that would have normally been born in the past 40 years of her generation have been slaughtered just in America alone.
Wow.
Alone, all the abortions that have existed in the rest of the world. So I understand the grief and the vexation, and just like in ancient times, Noah was vexed daily, like you said in an email to me recently, that they were righteous preachers, so Ham and Lot were preachers of righteousness, and they never stopped opening their mouth and proclaiming the good news, because there was no good news in the earth. And today in this country, there is no good news aside from Jesus Christ. And part of that good news is that he is righteous and will judge the wicked and will pour out his wrath upon them, and they will receive his wrath in fierceness and anger. It'll be poured out with the dregs, and it will not be withheld until it's completely and utterly issued to this nation and the rulers that are responsible for these atrocities.
That's absolutely amen, amen. Assuredly, that will come to pass, because God doesn't change, and he's absolutely righteous, and he doesn't wink at these wicked things. In recent times, Mr. Mann, you had mentioned to me the current president of the United States, who is also called the president of the world, and is also involved in the United Nations, took a very strong stand to get very horrible acts of abortion legalized three times. Could you talk about that and what what the details of that type of abortion that Mr. Obama pushed for?
Well, when he was a senator, which he most often just voted as present, he voted three times to abstain from or vote no in regard to a child that had been put under the knife or scalded with poison or acid, whatever, to cause an abortion if it survived that atrocious experiment on it from the womb and was born alive. He voted three times, whether in absentia or present or no, to not allow there in Massachusetts to be, and I believe that's where he was a senator, was Massachusetts, right?
I don't recall.
Well, he voted three times in the Senate to not allow that child to receive any medical treatment if it survived, but to leave that child laying where it was until it died of its wounds and its torture. And this is the same individual that refused to refer to Islamic terrorist as a terrorist and showed disdain along with the Democrats as far as there being any torture used or enhanced interrogation on Islamic extremists. And this is the same person that wouldn't mind picturing in his mind, which he probably would do with no emotion whatever, that a child would be laying in absolute agony and torment on a metal dish or plate in some sterilized doctor's office with people with white coats practicing heinous crimes against unborn children laying there surviving after the abortion was botched. So this is the man that's president of the United States, who I refer to as a Baal worshiper. His first name, I've been told, Barack, means lightning, mm-hmm. and his last name, Obama, I've been told, means high place, and I've been told by certain people that just his name alone is a sign of Satan being cast out of heaven or falling from heaven as lightning falls to the earth.
Well, if we just judge his fruits and his own testimony and his duplicity, he says one thing, does another, or he's just not a truthful man, but I believe he's a perfect fit for the nation. He's a liar. He's self-centered. He's an idolater, but so are the people for the most part of this nation. So,
and just like it says in Isaiah 66, where it talks about the abomination that maketh desolate, that people in the time where Antiochus Epiphanes was slaughtering pigs and pouring out blood, the Israelis believed that was actually the fulfillment of the abomination that maketh desolate. But just like it says of the man of sin, which Obama is one, he's a representation of the man of sin or the son of perdition, a man that's fitted for destruction, just like Judas Iscariot was, the first example that Jesus spoke of in those terms in regard to rejecting his gospel. The abomination that maketh desolate, it brings about a judgment from the Lord to choose their delusions, it says in Isaiah 66. So what it says in Revelation chapter 13 is that the time when the person that stands in the place of the mouth of the second beast, that person will be in that position as 666, along with any that preceded that person being 666 or the Antichrist. That person will be in that position at a time when voting is experienced everywhere in the world, at a time where that particular nation says, here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and its number is 666. I say the word its because in the Greek the word its is substituted for his or him, because it's speaking of a type and a sign of a system in which a man stands. The office is what defines the man rather than the man the office. So it's just like when you had ancient pharaohs or sat on the seat of authority, they took on the personage of whatever authority that seat represented. So each one of them, just for example, Rome, they were referred to as Caesar over and over again, with a different first name. In ancient Egypt, there were many Ptolemies and many Cleopatras, one generation following after another, one dynasty after another. I think there were 10 altogether. And they did that because it bespoke of them taking on, just like people speak of Maitreya taking on the same spirit of an ancient demon and filling a new person's body, which I like to refer to as a devil condo, because that's what they're looking for, is someone to inhabit them like someone inhabiting a condo.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have heard that when they have an inauguration, that this is on the mystical occult side of the mystery religions, that this is what they're conjuring up, is the powers of the underworld to actually possess this new leader, and with that spirit of other ancient powers. So it's very deep. And, you know, I want to also ask you if you could comment about how, because these things tend to repeat, how Obama spoke on the throne of Zeus, which is originally at Pergamos, and it was transferred to Berlin, which Hitler of the Third Reich actually did also. And it's no mistake that Obama actually spoke on the same throne and then had the very throne developed again here in the United States and reenacted. Can you comment on that?
Well, what I can say is that just like some of the Caesars that followed Julius long after Julius was gone, because the Second Reich, which was a 1,000-year reign of the Roman Empire, the First Reich being that of Saturn in ancient times, represented by the corn Agopia, or Cain, the king of corn, or the god of corn, another name for Baal, and another name for the sun god. Obama just stepped into a position that's long been established as the power and authority of Zeus in control of this place, and that's Washington, D.C. And the men that set this up on behalf of different people like Francis Bacon, who originally tried to help along the colonies to get established, even Ptolemy, going back to him, one of the generals of Alexander the Great, who took over the authority of ancient Egypt, and by the time Cleopatra that we know of in the movies existed, she had been down 10 generations from the original, and the original Ptolemy, and they were just repositories for the same spiritual wickedness in high places that reoccurs over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's something I wrote to you recently, is one thing the devil loves to do is he loves to inhabit people. He loves to use them as places of residence, and especially if they're in a position of power and authority and control. That's why the Apostle Paul said that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, mm-hmm. but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. So when you see even in Daniel that the princes that were supernatural, spiritual princes that were in contest with the angel Michael, the archangel Michael, as well as Gabriel, the prince of Grecia and the prince of Persia, that even so they support or possess and inhabit the individuals that are on the throne at the time, and they just keep bringing about the same constellations of power, star power, as it were, right out of Hollywood, you know, bringing it back from one throne to the next. Mm-hmm. It's no accident that the Nazis used two lightning bolts on their collar or on their helmets to represent Zeus, or they like to call him Odin. It was the same false god, the king of the gods, Odin of the Norse. And Zeus was the same as Jupiter. Jupiter was just the name Romans used for Zeus. And the the city of Washington, D.C. was completely established on the basis of bringing about all the mystery religions of the ancient world and convening them in one place that would be more terrible and more powerful an empire than the world ever knew existed before. Mm-hmm. Even John Adams wrote such a thing to Thomas Jefferson in a book, saying that within 200 years or so that this nation that they were helping to create would be the greatest empire the world had ever known. So they had supernatural understanding about what it was that they were participating in setting up. When Obama was inaugurated this last time, the inauguration is based on the scene that you could recall of Julius Caesar giving a speech to the mob, the crowd, getting their approval over that of the Senate, and basically crowd approval and acceptance got you elected, got you in a position of power over the Senate, which at the time he was the president of the Senate. There was no dictatorial position or presidency. And when the crowd determined that he was the one that should be chosen to be the leader above and beyond the Senate, independent of them, and they would have to stand on their own as sort of in conflict, that was his election. They elected him by virtue of raising their voices and proclaiming that he was the one that they chose to rule over them and not the Senate. And so then the Senate had to do his bidding. This was all after they gave him dictatorial powers because the nation was in a state of crisis. So if I don't get too far off field here, Obama understands all these things. And all the people that put him and people like him in power, they understand all these things. That this is the foundation. These are the fundamental equivalencies of ancient spells and omens and magic that they've used throughout history to bring about these conclusions, where Satan eventually tries to once and for all wrest power completely over mankind in this world, away from Jehovah, away from Yahweh, and to take it as his own by having a complete rendition of the world worshiping him as it was in the days of Noah, but this time with no Noah and no family surviving, and this time no wrath. And so that's why it says in the book of Revelation that he knows that his time is short. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to try to do everything he can to stop those who have the testimonies of Jesus Christ and keep his commandments, the remnant of her seed, the last verse in Revelation chapter 12. And we are those people.
Well, I wanted to point out something about that recent inauguration with Mr. Obama on the second term here as president of the United States, second time. Well, this so-called minister, I don't know what his religion was or what God, but it was clearly not the one true God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he talked, because we're made in the image and likeness of God, and it's very clear that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. One of their sins was homosexuality, but this man, Leon, was asking for the blessing of whether a person was male or female, homosexual or straight. And that's the man that Obama requested to sanction his office. What do you think about that?
That's because Obama did the same thing in his speech, claiming that they all have equal rights to those that were created in God's image and likeness, which were people that held to his statutes and his ordinances. Amen.
Amen.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.